Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz says she will step down from that role at the end of the convention in Philadelphia this week after emails leaked by WikiLeaks show committee bias against Bernie Sanders. The DNC says Vice Chair Donna Brazile will take over on an interim basis. Meanwhile, NPR's Jeff Brady reports Philadelphia police are ready for possible protests at the convention.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says his department has been working with protest organizers already. He knows some unplanned protests also will happen, but he's optimistic things will go smoothly.
Our posture, for the most part, is to wear the soft clothes like I'm in right now, so that we demonstrate that we have no desire to be disruptive. We want to allow as many people as possible to protest and demonstrate peacefully.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney warned protesters to be ready for hot weather and to limit their time outdoors. With high humidity and temperatures in the 90s, the city has set up misting stations and pallets of free bottled water. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
A wildfire on California's central coast continues to burn out of control. It's already scorched more than 10,000 acres near Big Sur. And as Krista Almanzen of member station KAZU reports, it's only 5% contained.
The rugged, steep terrain of California's Big Sur coast is proving to be a challenge for firefighters. Crews are hiking into the wilderness to battle the Sobranos fire from the ground, while helicopters scoop water from the ocean to attack it from the air. CAL FIRE's Lucas Spillman says a primary driver behind this fast-growing wildfire is 5 years of drought.
What's happening is over the years we've just had a constant die-off of the brush and the continuation of the tree mortality. And so those are fuels just like you would use in a campfire or something like that.
Big Sur's Palo, Colorado community has been evacuated. The cause of the wildfire remains under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon.
The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban the entire Russian team from the Rio Games, despite an investigation concluding Russia had a state-sponsored doping program. Instead, each sport federation will determine whether individual athletes can compete based on their doping record and relying only on the results of independent doping tests. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford says Russia sees the IOC decision as a victory.
The real thing that they had been dreading was a blanket ban, and that was seen as a political decision, as an anti-Russian decision, and primarily as an unfair decision, because the whole argument Russia has been making all along is that there shouldn't be collective punishment against Russian athletes for the sins, if you like, of a few.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting. Gas prices dropping down 7 cents to $2.22 a gallon on average. This is NPR. It's a day of mourning in Afghanistan for the 80 people killed as they participated in a peaceful protest march in the capital of Kabul. Marchers were part of the minority Shiite Hazara community. They were holding a demonstration over electricity when two suicide bombers detonated their bombs. Hundreds are wounded. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Cycling's 23-day Tour de France ended in Paris today. Jake Siganaro reports British rider Chris Froome took the title for the third time in his career.
The final stage of the race began north of Paris in Chantilly. Each year, the Tour de France ends with crowds cheering on the riders as they dash down the Champs-Élysées and make 9 zooming turns around Place de la Concorde. Chris Froome cruised across the finish line for his third win in 6 races. He was the champion in 2013 and again last year. The 31-year-old athlete is the first rider since 1995 to successfully defend his title in consecutive years. Froome finished more than 4 minutes ahead of second-place French cyclist Romain Bardet. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganaro in Paris.
At the weekend box office, Star Trek Beyond took the top spot, bringing in an estimated $59 million in ticket sales. The Secret Life of Pets fell to second place, bringing in an estimated $29 million in ticket sales. And the low-budget horror film, Lights Out, tied with Ghostbusters for third place, each bringing in $21.6 million. Ice Age debuted in fourth place with just $21 million in estimated ticket sales. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.